This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1805. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded December 24th, Angola, Argentina, Australia, Bhutan, Biafra, Brazil, Bulgaria, Cambodia, Canada, Czechia, Equatorial Guinea, Ethiopia, Europe, Germany, Greece, Italy, Korea, North and South, Libya, Nigeria, North America, Norway, Peru, Solomon Islands, Sudan, Sweden, Tajikistan, USA, Venezuela, Yemen, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. From the California coast, Ron Howard reports on Radio Nacional de Angola, 4949.75 kHz. He was listening December 20th between 0317 and 0408 UT when the signal was poor, but the audio was well above threshold level the whole time with the religious program. Time pips at 04 in news, clear ID at 0405. He says it's been a while since I've heard them at this level. Enjoyable to listen to the pop songs. And two nights later, December 22nd, between 0302 and 0408, again with above threshold level audio, made out several IDs. For me, any reception I have that I am able to dig out clear IDs is good reception. They played one Xmas song. From La Nación in Argentina via the GRA blog, the director of Radio Nacional de Argentina has resigned, the journalist María Seoane, that's S-E-O-A-N-E. Perhaps this has something to do, I say, with the change of government in Argentina, and it might lead to some changes in domestic or even international broadcasting from RAI. Following up from last week about the missing Aussies from the Northern Territory, Ron Howard in California reported on December 17th that not only was Tennant Creek off the air from 2325 and 4910, but 2485 Catherine was also silent when he checked at 1243 UT for the next half hour. The only one he could still hear was Alice Springs on 4835. Then on December 19th, 2485 Catherine was back on the air after being off for several days. And on December 23rd, Tennant Creek returned after being off for about a week, again heard on 2325 at 1338 and parallel to the two other stations. BBS, Bhutan, used to be slightly below 6035 by about 50 hertz, helping us to differentiate it from other stations such as Shangri-La in China on 6035. But that's no longer the case. Ron Howard in California says on December 22nd, he just missed the sign-on at midnight 49 when it was 55 hertz above 6035. At least he caught their sign-on format with some unique chanting. And Wolfgang Büschel agrees, yes, for the second time, they were on 6035.053 when heard December 18th at 0232, just above threshold level. It should be about to fade out into daytime by that hour, as Kunming, Yunnan in southern China had already disappeared. It's closer to 6035.0. And about their reactivated radio Biafra, now scheduled from 20 to 23 UT on 11600 via the Bulgarian relay site. Richard Langley in New Brunswick has been checking it frequently, mostly via the Twenta SDR in Europe, and finds it quite irregular, sometimes just a carrier, and sometimes dead air on that carrier. And in fact, on December 20th, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says the entire 3 hours was on the air, but dead air. So good luck in hearing anything from Radio Biafra. There is a clandestine for Cambodia called Voice of Khmer Mchas Srok. I'll spell that last part, M'CHAS-SROK. It transmits only 2 days a week via Tajikistan at 11:30 to 12 UT on 17860. That's Thursdays and Sundays only. However, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says the Sunday broadcast on December 20th was totally distorted in its audio feed. Bandwidth of 20 kilohertz at 1140 UT, but the technicians at the Yangiyul site in Tajikistan should align their satellite receiving equipment properly. Rob in Glasgow, Scotland was wondering why the CBC is still broadcasting on shortwave from one transmitter on each coast, 6160, since they long ago deleted the Northern Quebec shortwave service and even Radio Canada International. Walt Salmonev in Victoria, BC replies, these transmitters are under the auspices of CBC, not RCI. There are vast areas of Northern Canada which are poorly served by existing, mostly retranslators. In the case of CKZN, it serves remote areas of Northern Labrador, while CKZU does the same for Northern British Columbia. In both cases, fishing vessels could also tune in. I use CKZU frequently when I'm at my DX cottage on Haida Gwaii, and in my vehicle when it was equipped with a shortwave receiver. There are plenty of isolated areas where there's nothing available on the AM or FM bands, especially during the summer. I can attest how well CKZU is heard up there. I think they beam due north. I do miss the Northern Quebec service. It was something special. With Sackville now history, little chance of RCI ever returning to shortwave. For shortwave broadcasts in English from Radio Prague, we must rely on WRMI. But note this, reported by Derek Lynch in Ireland. I heard a report in interviews about the Havel anniversary in English on Český rozhlas medium wave 639 and 954 kHz, Friday, December 18th at 1910 to 1915 UT. I recognize the female announcer from the shortwave days, Daniela Lazarova. I wonder if this is a regular English slot or a once-off. That's Friday for 5 minutes at 1910 on 639 and 954 kilohertz. We continue trying to hear Bata, Equatorial Guinea on 5005. Ron Howard is having more luck than I. He says, I've been checking between 0445 and 0515 UT with no success. Perhaps the problem was I was tuning away too soon. On December 23rd again, no signal until 0520, but next check at 0530, a definite signal with African pop music. There were 2 or 3 minutes of Spanish, followed by a pop song, very nice, IDs for Radio Nacional and Radio Bata. Overall conditions, however, were very poor. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports on Voice of Oromo Liberation, clandestine for Ethiopia, transmitted from now in Germany. He said there was a frequency change from December 13th, replacing 17630 with 11810 for their broadcast, which were at 17 to 18 on Wednesdays, half in Oromo and half in Amharic, and also Sundays at 17 to 18, entirely in Amharic. However, as of December 23rd, he says instead they went off the air, or were off the air, not sure which, at 1710 UT on Wednesday, when it should have continued until 1800. Euro Pirate FRS Holland says their traditional seasonal broadcast will be Sunday, December 27th, with a different approach than previously, 2 3-hour blocks. The first one from 08:52 to 12 UT, and an afternoon slot at 12:52 to 16 UT. The frequencies 7700 and 9300, and there might be an evening slot in favor of North American listeners. If so, details will be announced as soon as possible. Check their website, www.frsholland.nl. In addition to our broadcasts on shortwave, there are many webcasts of World of Radio. One of them is from Zentrale in Germany. It's scheduled Saturdays at 2000 UT. I was listening on December 19th and found it starting a few minutes late at 2008 after an HamDX program in German. Most of their programming is in German, but there are a number of other media programs. You might check out their entire schedule, from which you can also link to their web audio. It's www.satzentrale.de. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says, the voice of Greece, almost one-hour slot in various foreign languages, is now being heard between 07 and 08 UT on the only currently active shortwave frequency, 9420. December 15th, he lists the languages between 07, 08 and 08 UT, Serbian, Romanian, Spanish, Russian, Polish, Albanian, Italian. One which was missing and sometimes appears is Arabic. There has also been reported an English newscast occasionally around 1300 UT. Richard Langley in New Brunswick is not hearing it and wonders if it's on the air once a week or even less often than that. However, on December 23rd, he kept listening and was surprised to hear a half a sesquiminute announcement in English at 1401 UT about a film script writing contest on the subject of Cyprus. Here's news from Jake Longwell on December 23rd. I'm pleased to announce my webcasting station, formerly known as Geneva Community Radio, has returned to the air as Global Community Radio, still based in Geneva, New York. The new GCR consists of two 24/7 internet streams. Channel 1 is devoted to various types of primarily spoken word programming. Making it truly unique is that we offer relays of many international public broadcasters in English, some coming from WRN, most from various podcasts made available by the broadcasters. And GCR 1 will offer many of the same informative programs that the former Geneva Community Radio offered, including several from Pacifica and its affiliates. Global Community Radio Channel 2 will be all about music, many different genres, classical, jazz, folk, world music, new age, electronic, nostalgia, standards, oldies, show tunes, and eclectic freeform music. Most of the schedule is organized in a block-style format. In addition to being a webcast for listeners, GCR streams are available to non-commercial radio stations, including campus, community, and LPFMs, who would like to retransmit our programming when no local programming is available. Absolutely no charge to stations doing this. At present, we have one station, upstate New York's WRAQLP in Angelica. You can find out more about the new Global Community Radio at globalcommunityradio.blogspot.com. World of Radio will continue to be heard Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern, UT Mondays 0200 on GCR1. Thanks, Jake Longwell, and best of luck on this new venture. The 30-watt Italian station Marconi Radio International gives us their latest test broadcast schedule, December 25th at 08 to 11 UT, and December 27th from 09 until 1300 on 11390. On December 21st, Ron Howard discovered the clandestine from South to North Korea, Echo of Hope, on a new frequency. And it's a good one, not currently used by any other station in Asia, 4885. This was at 1345 until 1430 in Korean with drama, news, songs. And he says, easy to ID with these letters in English, VOH, not EOH. And it's parallel to other frequencies which have been jammed, but this one isn't so far. 6003, 6348, and 3985. And again on December 22nd, when Hiroshi and Hiroyuki Kamatsubara observed the schedule so far has been signing on at 1158 and off at 1803. I too heard it December 22nd at 1402. It was an S6 signal, in fact a bit stronger at that hour than Australia on 4835. But the next day, December 23rd, it was just barely audible carrier. And Ron confirms they were indeed on again testing for the third day, December 23rd. 4885 is a well-known frequency from Brazil, but certainly not after sunrise in North America. Rob Wilkner in Florida says in shortwave bulletin, Radio Clube do Pará in Belém seems irregular, but heard from 2330 on at least one occasion. However, editor Thomas Nielsen in Sweden said on December 16th that closed down as early as 2218, which explains why we don't hear it in our evenings. It is, however, on the air in the mornings, 0825. Carlos Gonçalves reports a program called Eu e Você na Madrugada. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio, number 1805. Our website brings you much more info, worldofradio.com. 'Tis the season of giving, and we're very appreciative of more contributions than usual. And it'll take a few weeks to acknowledge them one by one, and in this spot, however, they are acknowledged every week in DX Listening Digest. This time, our thanks go to Gerald T. Pollard in Raleigh, North Carolina, for a reliable and generous quarterly seasonal check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Ivo Ivanov tells us that test broadcasts of Furo Sato no Kaze, that is the service in Japanese about North Korean abductions, started December 12th via two sites on Saturday at 0500 to 0730 via Taiwan on 15635 and 1000 to 1230 via Palau on 9960. Still no Libyan broadcasts on shortwave, but here's a tip about medium wave. Mark Connolly in Massachusetts reports among his many logs to the National Radio Club hearing Radio Libya in Tripoli, December 9th at 0200, with a male a cappella Arabic vocal with reverb, a good signal. He's right on the coast and really pulls in the transatlantics. The frequency was exactly 1053.103. So it's not only split in North American terms on a 9 kilohertz European channel, but also off frequency from the split. So if you can measure frequencies exactly, watch out for its unique signature. Last year's WRTH listed it as only 100 kilowatts as voice of the homeland from Tripoli and on the air from 05 to 21 UT, but his log indicates it's on the air all night. Coincidentally, we have another log of this by Zeljko Krzynich in Germany via BCDX, who gives the frequency merely as 1053. December 4th at 2013 to 2109, a phone-in show with children singing and a vivid DJ. At 2100, a birthday song in Arabic and English, ID at 2109. He says at times it was stronger than talk sport from the UK and Romania. Oh, I should spell his name, which I probably mangled, diacriticals missing, C-R-N-C-I-C. Shortly after, we noted that there was no Nigeria to be heard on 6090, even when Anguilla was missing. Kaduna is back. Ola Alm in Sweden says, heard December 18th at 2130 in Hausa, taking over from China. It's slightly off frequency to the low side as before. Ethiopia is also on 6090, signing off at 2100. But it says FRC and Kaduna did not sign off until 2259. Wolfgang Büschel was then hearing it at 0550 UT December 19th on 6089.859, with the Radio Kaduna ID at 0559 and some drums, but heavy co-channel interference from the Caribbean beacon on exactly 6090. I could also hear the heterodyne it was making, but it'll be hard to get past Anguilla, so we're waiting for that to go off again. Last week I mentioned hearing the Lincolnshire poacher theme from a North American pirate on 6951 AM. December 14th after 02 UT, but no one else had reported it. However, there soon came several other logs of it a bit later that same UT day until sign-off at 2320, identifying this one as the Bangalore poacher, according to logs in Free Radio Weekly from Filipkowski in Rhode Island, D'Angelo in Pennsylvania, and Hunsaker in Pennsylvania. And here's another odd pirate I heard December 19th at 0112 after some rock music giving an ID in CW as KARMA 6959 USB. Yet more perishable info about holiday specials, this one from Norway via Mike Terry. Sven Martinsen posted on the WRTH Facebook group about the Norwegian station LLE4. The next transmissions on 1611 kHz will be Christmas Day, December 25th, starting at 21 UT. Also Monday, December 28th from that time, and Thursday, December 31st, starting at 16 UT. And we'll try a morning transmission from 0600 on an undecided date. USDXers have requested the time midnight to 0200 UT, so we'll see what we can do. Well, this used to be on shortwave as well, but no mention of that here, I think around 5.9 megahertz. One of many logs from Ken Zicke on a de-expedition in Michigan, 4810 Radio Logos in Chasuta, Peru. Heard December 12th between 1020 and 11 UT with Andean flute and vocal music, and conveniently giving time checks in Eastern, the same as in Michigan. Although they don't think of it as Eastern down in Peru. He says the lively Andean music was fun. Lots of swiper or codar interference helps to tune to lower sideband. In ADX, via shortwave bulletin, Christoph Ratzer in Austria reports hearing Solomon Islands as early as 0730 UT on 5020, or rather 0720 UT, December 13th, thanks to a tip from Karl Hunzik in Czechia, and also heard by Thomas Nielsen in Sweden as early as 0730. That is via long path to Europe. They also hear it signing on by short path at 1859, such as on December 19th. Radio Mi Amigo via transmitters in Germany has special holiday broadcasts on December 24th and 25th. If it's not too late, check RadioMiAmigoInternational.com. Thanks to Manuel Mendez for that. On a de-expedition in Pennsylvania, Rich D'Angelo reports hearing the English broadcast from Voice of Africa, Sudan, 9505, December 14th from 1807, then dead air from 1832 until Arabic music started at 1839. The English broadcast actually starts at 1730, but it's colliding with BBC and English until 1800 via Oman, according to Ivo Ivanov. Via Mike Terry, Ronnie B. Good wrote on the WRTH Facebook group about the Sala shortwave transmitter in Sweden's plans on the air Saturday, December 26th at 11 to 13 UT with Radio Nord Revival, and in the second hour, SDXF, the Swedish DX Federation. That would be on 6060. And a replay at 17 to 19 UT on 6105 with a 10 kilowatt transmitter. The 5 kilowatt transmitter may be operational on 3955 or 3975. Via Scott Blixt in the Minnesota DX Club, the Fessenden Christmas Eve commemorative transmissions on 486 kilohertz. Planned to be on the air December 23rd and 24th. Fourth as WG2XFQ from Ham WA1ZMS, commemorating the 109th anniversary of Reginald Fessenden's first audio transmission. If you've already missed it, he plans to do it again on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. The location is Forest, Virginia. Art Bell has stopped doing his new show, Midnight Sick in the Desert, again due to threats against him and his family to the level of gunshots being fired on his property in Nevada. so you can hardly blame him, although some are. It remains to be heard whether the three-hour show with its substitute host, Heather, will be continuing on shortwave, let alone on the Dark Matter radio network, 05 to 08 UT, Tuesday through Saturday on 5085 and 6070. Although television gets all the attention, some of the presidential debates are also carried on AM radio. If you'd like to listen to them there, I found the following stations carrying the Democratic debate December 20th. 740 KRMG Tulsa, 750 WSB Atlanta, 840 WHAS Louisville, 1040 WHO Des Moines, 1100 WTAM Cleveland, and 1110 KFAB Omaha. Radio Insight via Artie Bigley, the end of progressive talk on 760 AM in Denver. Starting January 4th, KKZN will flip to Denver Sports, KDSP. Stephen Luce in Texas says it appears that G&E Studio, which was affiliated with China Radio International, might have lost funding from its arrangement and has discontinued leased broadcasts on stations in the U.S., including KYND 1520 and KGBC 1540 here in the Houston area. Much discussion of this on the RadioDiscussions.com Houston board. 1540 is now running Hum Tom Radio, a South Asian targeted format produced in Houston, while KYND is running Music Phil, searching for another programmer. And he notes that I have often been hearing KYND 1520 in the mornings interfering with KOKC in Oklahoma City. So now I'll be hearing something other than China Radio International. So the question is, does this also apply to many other markets which have had CRI on AM stations? Thanks to auroral conditions, Bob Young in Massachusetts says he's been hearing Radio Caracas Radio Venezuela on 7:50 a.m., the evenings of December 21st and 22nd. We're still hearing amazingly good signals from the new clandestine Radio Sana'a 2 Yemen on 11860 every morning around 14 to 15 UT, including a break for the Maghrib or Sunset Call to Prayer, which is getting slightly later around 14:38 UT. Here's something very strange. At various unpredictable times on December 19th, 20th, and 21st, I was hearing NOAA Weather Radio for Central Missouri overriding or at least interfering with WWV on 10 megahertz and only the 10 megahertz frequency. You can read much more about this in my daily logs or in DX Listening Digest, number 15-51, when published. And I've also put up several clips I recorded of this, which you can reach via my reports. It's either warped, deliberate interference or something inadvertently picking up and relaying. KWN 55 on 162.425 megahertz in Jamestown, Missouri. I also notified WWV, and they said the FCC is looking into it. Bob LaRose says it could be a transceiver with a remote control glitch, causing it to transmit instead of receive on 10 megahertz. The propagation outlook from Boulder, minor geomagnetic storms likely January 2nd, 6th, and 10th, with A and K indices peaking at 20 and 5, but a quiet period of 5 and 2 from December 27th to 31st, with solar flux dipping to 95 on the 28th and 29th. With seasonal greetings, Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1805.